First, though, we go to North Queensland, where residents and emergency crews are counting down the hours until the arrival of Cyclone Ita, due to cross the coast late this evening. Ita remains an extremely destructive Category 5 storm, and the Weather Bureau is warning that once it makes landfall, its path will be extremely unpredictable. Residents have been making last-minute preparations to safeguard their homes and other possessions. Hundreds of other residents have made their way to the Cooktown Evacuation Centre, where I spoke to our reporter Stephanie Smale. Stephanie, where are you now and what exactly are the weather conditions like at the moment?
Well, Tanya, the scale of this cyclone and the threat to this region is really starting to sink in with locals. It's already very wet and very windy, and the weather is getting worse quickly. The wind has been gently rocking our four-wheel drives at times as we're travelling around this morning. Ita is expected to stay as a Category 5 storm for about 12 hours after it makes landfall. That's about 10 p.m. or 11 p.m. tonight, but it could be a few hours earlier. If the storm stays at a Category 5 intensity for that long, it means that the destructive winds and torrential rain that it's bringing towards the coast could batter this region until mid-morning tomorrow. The wind gusts are already at 295 kilometres an hour at the centre of the cyclone, and the Bureau is expecting up to 600 millimetres of rain in some areas between now and Sunday.
You mentioned that some of the gusts are strong enough to rock your vehicle. How strong are some of these wind gusts being felt across the coast, and in what areas are these conditions being felt so far?
Cooktown is, I think, probably bearing the brunt of it at the moment. I'm outside the evacuation centre, and they're planning to close the evacuation centre when gusts reach 100 kilometres per hour. So we're probably not there yet, but I'm feeling the strength of the wind as we're travelling around. But they are due to hit 100 kilometres per hour in the near future.
Are any residents being evacuated?
Yes, so there is serious concern about Cyclone Ita among locals. Many of those who haven't left town have actually prepared to stay in their homes. Some are confident that the buildings are strong enough that because they were built after 1985, they can stay. They've got a bathroom or a bunker that they will be safe in. But about 250 people have arrived here at the evacuation centre. Some got here as early as last night, actually, and spent the night because they were worried. But there's been a steady stream since this morning. They've been carrying eskies, food and water. There's very young babies. There's puppies. There's cats. There's a whole range of life arriving at the evacuation centre. But as I mentioned, once those winds hit 100 k's an hour, the doors will be shut until the storm has passed, and the police won't let us out of that centre until the threat has passed.
So how prepared are these communities, particularly the outlying communities?
There is preparation underway in the Aboriginal community of Hopevale, which is about 40 kilometres away from here. They are ready. The Premier Campbell Newman has visited. SES on standby in Cooktown and Cairns, ready to come and help with the mop-up. There's really nothing they can do until the storm has actually passed. It's very worrying for locals, as you can imagine. I've been speaking to people in the evacuation centre this morning. I spoke to one woman, Nettie Luthy, who has lived near Cooktown for 32 years, and I asked her why she came to the evacuation centre.
I live up in the Endeavour Valley, approximately 23 kilometres from town, and we live beside a small creek. And I was worried that we might get flooded in, and if we got flooded in, then, you know, what would I do? Would I sit on the roof and, you know, wait it out? And, our house is now 27 years old. It was built to cyclone specifications, but I wasn't sure how well it'd stand up, but I was really more concerned about rising water levels.
Did you have to move pets or anything like that?
Not pets, but we spent all day yesterday putting things in the shed and bringing everything in off the veranda and bolting down the house and disconnecting the gas and turning off the water. And I'm also on a standalone solar system, So we had to ensure that that was safe, and, you know, it was quite a bit of preparations. However, my neighbours who lived just 100 metres from me, they decided to stay. So I'm hoping that all will be well and that my fears of rising water will be unfounded. It's the unknown, you know. This is such a big system. And already this morning, like, I slept quite well last night in the centre. I feel safe. I feel safe. But looking out at the wind and the rain, and, yeah, I'm concerned for my friends. And it's just, yeah, I know it's going to be a bit yucky for quite a while, and just hoping that all will be well.
Authorities, are they predicting that some of the damage and flooding could be on a scale seen with Yasi in 2011?
I've spoken to the Weather Bureau this morning. They say Cyclone Ita is actually similar to Yasi. It covers a smaller area, but actually it's a little bit more intense. So Yasi is obviously very present in people's minds here. They're thinking about the widespread destruction it caused. I guess one main difference between the two is that Cyclone Ita is heading here towards a region with a much smaller population. About 9,000 people live in and around the Cookshire, whereas Yasi affected bigger population centres further south. Now, the Premier Campbell Newman was careful to explain during his visit yesterday that that doesn't make this storm any less of a concern, but it could reduce the damage bill. But, I mean, obviously nothing is certain with a cyclone.
And fishing fleets are often hard hit in these weather conditions. What are they doing to prepare their boats for Ita's arrival?
Mm-hmm. I've been down at the marina this morning. It was wet and very windy down there. Locals I spoke to say there's a handful of fishing boats still out. Some are sheltering up the river from here. Others are sheltering in whatever protected area they can find, a bay or something. I mean, if they're locals, they'll know where to go. I saw one fishing boat with about three crew casting off early this morning and heading up river. They're planning to stay on the boat during the cyclone. They're going to keep the motor running and hope for the best. Apparently, they've done it before. I spoke to their friend Chris Swan, who was saying goodbye.
It'll just be a matter of keeping up the banks and away from all the other boats and anything else that's coming around, so they'll just keep it running the whole time.
Really? Are they going to stay with the boat?
They'll stay on the boat now until this is finished, yeah.
Are you worried about them?
Yeah, but they've done it before.
Okay.
And this is a really good boat.
And that was Chris Swan. Stephanie Smale in Cooktown there. Stay safe, Steph. And Stephanie Smale joined us from Cooktown. We'll cross back to her with any developments on Cyclone Ita.